Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little ZZ Top bringing this back. That's one of their softer songs, Rough Boy. One of the best ones, too. 7 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Joanne Black is our guest. She's the author of No More Cold Calling. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find her website and all the great work that she does to help you do a better job of not only selling, but selling through referrals, which is what we're talking about. And Joanne, as we went to the break, you were telling us about how not to do a referral through using social network. Don't ambush people. Don't slip up on them and then clobber them with your approach. Just... I guess we need to say, Joanne, that just me agreeing to let you be part of my community on LinkedIn or Facebook does not necessarily give you the right to presume that that's a referral.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's not. And I've always said you have to earn the right to ask for a referral.
Yeah.
And we all know when we've done that, when we have that relationship with someone. So what LinkedIn and other social media sites are fabulous for, and we need to be active on them. Mm-hmm. Is number one, our search engine optimization. So every time we post, we should be using our keywords and keyword phrases. Second, we need to find out who people are. You find out a lot about them, their interests, where they went to school, where mm-hmm. they used to work. And then you find out who they know and how you're connected.
Right.
And there's some amazing connections out there. Once you do that, then you figure out your connection. And if you know them, it's time to set up a time to have a phone conversation.
You know, Joanne, our friend, the networking guru of the world, Ivan Meisner, always likes to say, when he's talking about referrals, he says, ask your friends, who do you know who? Who do you know who does this or that? But now with social media, as you were saying, you can go to one of these sites, and assuming you can get into their, they'll allow you to see who they're connected to. You ask a different question. You can say, who do they know that I know?
Well, exactly. And the important point is to have that personal conversation. You know, the phone is great. You know, it most of the time it doesn't crash. We all know how to use it. But the point is we get so much more information when we have a conversation with people.
Right.
I've talked to people for 10, 15 minutes who knows somebody that, you know, I want to meet.
Right.
And I have the most amazing conversations because every time you talk to someone you know, they're in a different place. You're going to learn about what they're up to. You're going to mm-hmm. figure out how you can help them. And then when you want to be introduced, you're going to learn as much as you can about that prospect mm-hmm. from the person you know, and it's beyond what you're going to find on the web.
So make sure that we wrap this up now. So you would go to someone's site, to their profile, and you say, wait a minute, they know this guy or this lady, I know her, and so then you pick up the phone and call that person, assuming you have you feel that you've earned the right to do that, and say, you know, I noticed that you are friends with or you know so-and-so, I'd like to get to know them a little bit better. I'd like to have an opportunity to be associated, to be acquainted with them. Can you help me with that? How would you do that, Joanne?
That's a good start. What you need to do is be clear about why they should introduce you.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the results that you typically deliver? I mean, is it something you've learned about the company that you know your solution is perfect for? But you need to tell some stories about other clients you've helped, the results they've got,
right,
and why you want to meet with this person. And then absolutely you're going to ask them to introduce you.
And then they might say, well, okay, but should you then give them a little more information? Should you actually say something like, well, Joanne, would you mind sending them an email and do a mutual introduction kind of thing? Is that what would you do next?
I wouldn't use the term "do you mind" because that's one of my what I call begging and pleading.
Right. Okay.
But I would ask them very purposefully. So if I were asking you, Jim, let's just use a name here,
right,
so everybody can to refer me to your friend Carl,
right,
who's with a software company and he's the head of sales, and I'd really like to meet him. I would have a conversation with you about the results other companies like his have had mm-hmm. using a referral strategy. And I'm going to say, you know, Jim, I build my business through referrals. You know that. And we've known each other a while. And I'd appreciate an introduction from you to him.
And you know what, Joanne? I'm going to take it one step further. If this is a big deal to you folks, if this prospect is a big deal to you, I'm going to call that person if I can and take them to lunch and spend some time with them and in the conversation say, I noticed that you're acquainted with so-and-so. I mean, I might even go that far.
Well, if it's local, it's fabulous.
Yeah, yeah. You hey, Joanne, okay. I got to wrap it up. Give us the website again one more time.
NoMoreColdCalling.com. Everybody, sign up for my Back in the Black newsletter because we have contests and all kind of cool things.
Good things there, folks, at the website, including the book. Great job today, Joanne. Thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.